Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Roger,
if Neil has a free minute, we've got a question or two regarding the CO2 partial pressure and water in the suit loop discrepancies noted yesterday, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, 11. Was water noted in both suits or only in yours, Neil?
I think only in my suit.
Okay, can you locate that occurrence for us in time when you first noticed water in the suit, either by mission time or relation to any particular event?
I think it was after insertion sometime, Bruce. I don't remember exactly when. It was when we were in orbit and after we took our helmets off.
Roger, did you call it to us when you first noticed it, or was it sometime after when you called it?
I guess it might have been probably 20 minutes after I noticed it that I mentioned it to you.
Roger, was this noticing the water accompanied by erratic CO2 partial pressure readings, or was that a separate problem? Over.
Well, the water problem evidenced itself before we noted any erratic motions of the PCO2 gauge.
Roger, and what was the relative sequence on selecting water separator number 2 and the secondary CO2 canister? That is, did you go to the secondary water separator first and then secondary CO2, over?
I believe we went to secondary CO2 first. Secondary hydroxide, lithium hydroxide.
Roger, we copy. And was there any change in your suit loop?
No.
Go ahead.
I should mention, Bruce, that when I went to water separator to secondary, that I didn't notice any change. But about after 15 minutes or 20 minutes, the water stopped coming out. So maybe that was just water that was already in the loop that was still blowing out, but the secondary water separator was operating properly.
Roger, did you make any changes in the suit loop configuration after you went from the egress mode to the cabin mode after insertion? That is, in particular, they're interested in knowing if you recall changing the diverter valve to position to egress at any time while you were on the secondary canister. Over.
No, I don't believe we did that at all, Bruce.
Okay, 11, thank you. That sums up our questions for now, and we'll crank these back into the engineering pipeline and see what we can come up with.
Okay, are you satisfied that the CO2 circuit breaker was in Genesis, over?
Say again, please.
Roger, on Lem Jettison, are you satisfied that the CO2 circuit breaker was in, over?
Yes, it was in.
Roger, could you confirm that? I thought there was some question after we got into the command module as to whether that had been left in or not. Over.
Roger, 11, it was in and confirmed in, and the readings after jettison stayed about 0.1 to 0.2.